Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Sam. This is Sam. Praise the Lord. This is Sam.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but it's another sound coming in the background. Him to press talking four times and then enter a 4-digit code if you want to listen.
Oh, did you turn on the sound back in? Okay, I'm going to have to restart.
And press the star key four times.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna have to restart. Okay, DeMott, I see you on the other line. We're gonna have to reset the system. So if you're hearing me, if you will sign out, and we're gonna reboot and start back up again.
Do you hear?
I don't. We need to reset.
Okay.
All right.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. We do apologize. We just kind of had to do a quick reset there. Great. We had to do a quick reset, so we thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience to be with us on tonight. We're just grateful. We're grateful that the Lord has brought us back again. We're excited, people of God. We are excited. Amen. We're just, as I said, just all over again, just excited all over again. Go ahead and tell somebody that we're here. Let somebody know that we're live. Invite them to come and be with us tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Go ahead and invite somebody. Invite a couple of people. I often say jump out on that group text and send it out. Let someone know that we are here. Let them know that we are live on tonight. Amen.
The recording has started.
So we give God thanks and praise again tonight for each of you. Thank you for your time, your attention. Thank you for your diligence. You're just so very diligent. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for believing in us enough to come and be with us. We're grateful for that, people of God, because we realize that there are so many other things that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us. So for that, we are grateful. We thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Again, thank you for your attention. We are, again, live on tonight. We are live. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're grateful to the Lord that he has brought us back here another day, giving us another opportunity for us to come into his presence. Amen. We are so grateful for that. Amen. We are grateful for it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. He's kept us from all evil. Amen. And people of God, somewhere along the way, we pray that your mind, even in your beginning of your day, that you have stopped to give God some time. Give God some time. Give God some attention. Amen. So we just thank God on tonight. Amen. We are indeed grateful. We want to go ahead and get Missionary Fan to sanctify the line for us. Amen. Before we go into our acknowledgments, amen. Glory be to God. We're just switching things around. Just switching things around just a little bit here. So, Missionary Fan, if you could come and sanctify the line for us, amen, Jesus, we would be so grateful for that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for another day, Lord God. We thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, once again. Look upon this man tonight, Lord God, and we ask you to move by your spirit and by your powers, Lord God. We come asking you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for iniquity, Lord God, transgression. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and, Lord God, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't want to come before you in vain, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, but we want to come before you, Lord God, with clean hands and a pure heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for we repent, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done, Lord God, even the very thoughts that we may have thought, Lord God, that wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch each and every one of us that come on this line tonight, Lord God. Touch every family member, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you this night, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up in the diligence of holiness, Lord God. We come, Lord God, to lift up your holy name, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God, of every praise. You are worthy, Lord God, of every hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord God, and we thank you so much, Lord, for being so good to us. We thank you for being so kind, Lord God. And if it had not been for you on our side, Lord God, we don't know where we would be, but we thank you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being a healer. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being a heart regulator. We thank you, a mind regulator, Lord God, a heart fixer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come to this. Thank you tonight, Lord God, for bringing us back again, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, to hear further from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, with an open mind, Lord God, open heart, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up in the beautiness of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you for all things. And we ask you right now, Lord God, to bless the speaker, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. Lord God, let us hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, and let us be a doer, Lord God, of your word, in the name of Jesus. Move on, Minister Bradley, tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord God. Bless the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in her life, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to, Lord God, direct her, lead her, Lord God, in the way that we should go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, on this prayer line. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We magnify you. We praise your holy name tonight, Lord God, again, because we know you are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank God for the sanctification of the line. Thank you, Missionary Fan. We bless the Lord. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We just, people of God, on tonight, just want to ask you one more time if you would go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. We are recording live, and it's always a blessing when we can have a live broadcast. We are excited about it. Amen. And we want you to be excited about it. So go ahead and invite a couple of people to come out to the line on tonight. Invite them to come on out and be a part of what the Lord is doing on tonight. We just want to, amen, just want to let you know that this is a recorded line, that you can get a copy of it. You can get a copy of this recording. We'll give you two numbers afterwards. Also, don't forget that you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. We are broadcasting there even now. We're broadcasting on our Prayer News Network Facebook page, as well as our ReArk Prayer Group 52 Facebook page. We are broadcasting there as well. And don't forget, people of God, you can also Google us. If you don't have Facebook, you can indeed Google us and get our broadcast there. And we're thanking God always, thanking God for our leaders. Just want to thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking God for him. Amen, Jesus. He came and gave his life that we might live. Amen. And here we are, glory to God, pursuing after him. Amen. Glory to God. We're chasing after him, people of God. Amen, Jesus, because we want to be like him. We want to be, amen, Jesus, conform, amen, to his image, that he can be formed in us. Amen. Glory to God. So here we are, people of God, giving God thanks and praise, coming to hear the word of God, that we might grow thereby. Amen. That we might grow thereby, coming into the full knowledge of the Godhead bodily. We are here. Here we are. Amen. Jesus assembled in this place, and we don't want to leave anybody out. So we want you to invite them to come on in. We want to thank God on tonight for our founding father on tonight, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight for Mother Carrie James, amen, the first family. Thanking him tonight, glory to God, for our senior apostle. Thanking him tonight, glory be to God, for Dr. Apostle Samuel Huggins James, amen. Thanking God for him, amen, Jesus, for the elect lady, amen, Jesus. God bless her on tonight. Thanking God on tonight for Bishop K. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking him for the woman of God that stands by his side. Amen, Lady Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory to God, Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking God for her and them. Amen, people of God, because someone had to feed us to bring us, amen, to this growth, to where we are. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God on tonight for these people of God that the Lord has placed. And thanking God for your leaders. We thank God for your leaders as well, wherever you are. We thank God for them. I want to also thank God for our PNN advisors, those that come to help to keep this outreach ministry moving. Glory to God, now broadcasting in 59 countries. Glory be to God, many, 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 many listeners at varying time across many time zones. But we thank God for these men and women of God of other ministries that are extending their hand to help this outreach ministry to go forth in many, many ways. We thank God for each and every one of them. Thanking them for our prayer warriors, each and every one of them. Glory to God. Thanking them for our scripture reader. Amen. We just bless the Lord, people of God, because truly it's the Lord's doing. It is the Lord that is building this work, and we are just grateful to be a part of it. Amen. We're grateful on tonight, people of God. We are going to Nassau, Bahamas tonight. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get our scripture reading. Glory to God. We'll get our scripture reading, and then we're going to turn it over, amen, to the woman of God. Glory be to God. I believe we have a solo coming to us on tonight. But let us go ahead and get our scripture reading. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And afterwards, amen, we will introduce our speaker for tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen, to come and give our scripture tonight.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to you, all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading tonight will be coming from the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, the first through the 11th verse. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth. I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I have read to you the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, the first through the 11th verse. May God have blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And people of God, we want to be in God's timing. Amen. We want to be in God's time always. We want to be in the right place at the right time. Amen. We thank God tonight for the reading of the word. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. We are indeed excited, people of God. As we stated, we are broadcasting live on tonight. So if you have not already invited, we want you to invite someone to come and be a part. Invite someone to come and listen in on the broadcast on tonight. They will be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. This is our faith. This is what we know. Amen. God has been sending some awesome people to this line. We have been all over the world. And people of God, tonight we're actually going to Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. We're excited. Amen. Our brothers and sisters there. Glory to God. There's a man and woman of God there. There are several, amen, churches over there in the area. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Love the Lord. Amen. Love the work of the Lord. Love the people of God. Amen, Jesus, who have sold out and committed their lives to the work of ministry. Amen. This work of ministry of Jesus Christ, getting the word out to the lost. Amen. Getting the word out that restores and builds. And, oh, my Lord, listen, people of God, we're just grateful, amen, that God has vessels in the earth, amen, that are yet holding up the bloodstained banner. And tonight, people of God, again, going to Nassau, Bahamas, amen. The man of God was on the line on last night. He was with us. Glory be to God. Brought forth that word. Amen. Glory to God, letting us know that the devil is our enemy. Amen. Glory be to God. He's not our friend. He's not our friend. Don't get it twisted. Don't you even think about it. Amen. No way, shape, form, or fashion. And we're grateful tonight that the woman of God, amen, glory to God, amen, his better half, his wife is with us tonight. Glory to God, coming to us again from Nassau, Bahamas. Glory be to God by way of Vision of God, Vision of God Outreach Ministries, Vision of God Outreach Ministries. People of God, we want to introduce the son, present to others. She's no stranger to the line, but again, we're grateful, amen, that they have availed themselves at this time. People of God, we want you to receive Evangelist Michelle Mott. And woman of God, you can bring on, amen, Jesus, our soloist, amen, as you will. But you have the platform. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is always a pleasure to be on PNN. I do believe that Minister Tanique Mott is on the line, and she was trying to get in. Are you there, Minister Denise?
Good night. Hallelujah. Good night. I want to bless the Lord tonight. I just want to give him praise. He's indeed worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. I magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. For his goodness. Tonight, I just want to sing how great is our God, because we know that we serve a great God. The Bible says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. So I'm going to sing how great is our God. A splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tried to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. It's the name above all names. Worthy of all praise, my heart will sing how great is our God.
Jesus.
It's the name that's above all names. It's the name above all names. You're worthy of all praises, God. Worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
Hallelujah.
How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. Lifting my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Hallelujah.
How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou.
Jesus.
How great thou art. Then my soul, then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How great thou art. Glory be to God. Blessings that's my daughter-in-law and my grandbaby in the background. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and is doing. I do give honor and respect to the Lord Jesus Christ for another opportunity to be on PNN Prayer News Network to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's always a blessing to be able to encourage the hearts of men and women, especially men and women of God that are pressing through these times of abomination and desolation. Glory be to God. I give honor and respect to our leaders on tonight. Bless the Lord. To our Apostle Sam Huggins James, to Bishop Tina, bless the Lord, and to all the apostles, the bishops, and to our woman of God, Minister Bradley, PNN advisors, all of you, our Father's children, bless the Lord. I honor the Lord for you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is indeed worthy of praise. He is indeed worthy to be exalted in this time and in this season when it seems, glory to God, like there is no way, glory to God, like everything is going chaotic and everything is in confusion. But we know that our God is great and greatly to be praised. And that's why we stand on the mountaintop and we stand on Mount Zion and declare him as Lord and Savior. Glory be to God. And tonight I want to share with you briefly, bless the Lord, a word that the Lord has placed in my spirit for tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to read from Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Glory to God. And then we want to go to Exodus 14 and verse 13. Glory to God. Fear ye not. Hallelujah. Fear ye not. Stand still. And you will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Which he will show you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will see no more. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I honor and magnify you. I thank you, Lord God, even for the hearer on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for using me for your glory, that somebody, God, may receive life and someone will be encouraged and someone will be determined to press on. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray, God, that even as your word go forth, Father, that you will be glorified. Hallelujah, Jesus. The sick will be healed. The one that is bound will be set free. Glory to God. And hearts will be delivered. And someone will come to know you in the pardon of their sins on tonight. The backslider will come back. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the one that is not saved will cry out, I yield, I yield. I can no longer live in sin. Glory be to God. And Father, I thank you right now. I come against every opposing force and everything that will exalt itself against your knowledge tonight. God, we bring it into captivity and we declare that the Spirit of the living God will move in this life tonight. I declare, glory to God, that the Spirit of the Lord God will captivate, glory God, the mind of the hearer, and God, that they will be transformed by the renewing of their mind by your word in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. And as I look at the scripture tonight, the Spirit of the Lord wants me to encourage, glory to God, the hearer on tonight, to be still, glory to God. And the Lord has been pressing and sending this word to encourage many in the earth today, especially in the body of Christ. Glory to God. This is the time and the season that we must be still. Hallelujah, Jesus. When it seems, glory to God, like everything around you is chaotic, when it seems, glory to God, you have come to the end of your rope, when it seems, hallelujah, that you are overwhelmed and you're drowning, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord God is saying to you on tonight, be still, hallelujah, Jesus. And when I look at the two scriptures that were given, glory be to God, they speak, both of these scriptures speak, glory to God, to you in the storm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. It speaks to the person in the storm. Glory to God. When I look at the other scripture in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8, glory to God, when Jesus was in the boat, when he had just come from teaching the multitude and walking, the disciples walking with him, glory to God, and they saw the miracles, and they were crossing over to the other side of Jordan, and they went into the boat, glory to God, and as they were in the boat, Jesus was asleep. Hallelujah. And as he was asleep, his word of God says that a strong wind arose, and the waves arose, and the billows arose, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the same disciples that were with him, that saw him perform miracles, glory to God, became afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that sometimes, hallelujah, even though we walk with God, even though we see the miracles that he has performed in our lives, even though he may have brought us through many dangers, toils, and snares, there's that one time, glory to God, when it seems like all hell has risen up against you, when it seems, glory to God, like there is no way out, when it seems, glory to God, that you have come to a point of no return, glory to God, that fear tends to creep in. Hallelujah. But the word of God comes to you tonight to encourage you, glory to God, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And so in that, he's saying to you tonight, be still and know that he is God. The same God that performed a miracle when the doctor said that you had 6 months to live. He is the same God that gave you the miracle when your child, glory to God, was in trouble and needed a lawyer, needed a doctor, needed a way out, a judge and a jury. The Lord God was there for you. He said, I am that I am, glory to God, and he was there for you. Hallelujah. He performed miracles in your life. Hallelujah. And sometimes we've got to roll back the curtains and remember where he brought us from, glory to God, because sometimes we tend to forget. Hallelujah, Jesus. We tend to forget that God performed a huge miracle, a miracle, glory to God, that was impossible. Hallelujah. He made possible in our lives. But sometimes when we go in this journey and we are being processed in our relationship with God, glory to God, we come to another situation and it seems like it was bigger than the first one. Hallelujah. And the natural reaction of man is to fear. But we know that this God that we serve, because he is with us, we will not fear. But can I encourage you tonight that when you come to that junction in your life, when you come to that roadblock in your life, when you come, glory to God, to that confusion, when you come, maybe heartbroken, maybe scars of your past, maybe the hurt and the pain, glory to God, comes to try and take you out, hallelujah. But can I tell you, when you come to that point in your life, be still and know that God is with you. Yes, you are going to go through some dry season, glory to God, glory to God, where it seems that God is not there. It seems like you have no hope. Hallelujah, Jesus. It seems like there is no one there to help you. But can I tell you on tonight that the Spirit of the Lord God wants you to be reminded that if you would just be still and know that he is God, hallelujah, he will show you his salvation. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. I want to encourage your heart tonight, hallelujah. Even in the book of Exodus, as we read earlier, glory to God, we understand that Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt. He was leading them to a promise that God had promised them. Glory be to God. And so it's just like in our lives, when God promises something, the enemy is coming to try it. Hallelujah. He's coming, glory to God, to put roadblocks and stumbling blocks and obstacles and opposition in your way. He's coming to try you, glory to God, to see if you trust this God that you serve, to see if you will begin to murmur and to complain on your way to your promise. He is coming, glory to God, to see if you are going to throw in the towel, glory to God, if you are going to say you've had enough fire because it's been too long, glory to God, and it seems like God is not showing up. Can I tell you that when you reach that point in your life, that God, hallelujah, when you be still, glory to God, and begin to acknowledge that God is there with you, when you don't allow fear to creep again, hallelujah, you will see the salvation of the Lord. Now, the question becomes, what is the salvation of the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So he began to tell Moses as they were leading them out of the hand of Pharaoh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many plagues came. They were oppressed with hard labor. Glory to God. And they were murmuring, they were complaining. And so we know that the journey, what was supposed to be 11 days, took 40 years. Hallelujah. It's because of their murmuring and complaining. I want to encourage you tonight, glory to God, that while you are on your journey, glory to God, while you are heading to your Canaan land, while you are heading, while we are waiting for the return of Christ, listen, we have to be still in chaotic time. We have to be still in trying times. We have to be still in the fiery furnace and understand, glory to God, that even though we are in the fire, we will not be burnt. Hallelujah. You will not be burned. Glory to God. And so as Moses were leading them out, hallelujah, there were times that Pharaoh said, when God sent Moses to Pharaoh, there were times that he said, I would let them go. Hallelujah. But the word of God says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Hallelujah. My God, God knows just how to prepare us for our promise. He knows when we are ready. He knows when it's time to release the promise into our hands. Hallelujah. Because sometimes if he released the promise, some man will backslide. Some woman will backslide. Because many times we're in a time, glory to God. In this time, we're talking about a generation, glory to God, that is not acknowledging the blesser, but is acknowledging the blessing. But God is saying he's processing his remnant, the elect, glory to God, that when they come to that point, hallelujah, to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, when they have sold out and surrendered, my God, when you have given all up and you have denied self, then God will release the promise into your hands. Then and only then will you see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so as they were led, glory to God, on the final time, hallelujah, Jesus, when he went back to Pharaoh, oh my God, and God touched Pharaoh's heart and he released the people, glory to God. And even after he had released them, oh my God, he wanted, glory to God, to change his mind again, but it was too late. Hallelujah, Jesus. God had delivered them out of his hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as they were journeying, God told Moses, do not take them back the way of the Philistines. Can I tell you on tonight that God will deliver, and he has delivered many of you. He has delivered many of us. Glory to God. And we're continuing on to our promise. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the time now to be still. Because once God has delivered you, once he has performed a miracle in your life, and once he has opened doors for you, glory to God, and you see your way clear, you see beyond the clouds now, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that is the time, glory to God, that many people backslide on God. Hallelujah. Because they begin to feel that everything is all right. They begin to get comfortable. They're in a comfortable zone now because the fire is not as hot. And the yokes, oh my God, is not as bound as they were. They feel, glory to God, that there is some freedom, glory to God, some relief. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so they begin to get contented in the state that they are in. They begin, glory to God, to feel comfortable and feel like they no longer have to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. They no longer have to give him their time and their commitment. They no longer have to reverence him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so their eyes lose focus. Hallelujah. But can I tell you where he says in his word, hallelujah, Jesus, to Moses, do not take them the way of the Philistines, because if you do that, even though it was a shorter way, it was a shorter way, glory to God, to their promise. Hallelujah. So sometimes God has to take us the long way. He has to take us allow us to go the hard way, my God, for the saving of our soul. He allows us to go the way, glory to God, where it feels like we're being oppressed, and it feels like we're being suppressed, and it feels like we're drowning, and it feels, glory to God, hard. But can I tell you, glory to God, as a child of God, it is the best way. God's way is always the best way. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that is what he was teaching his people, his chosen people whom he loves so much, his people that worship idols, his people, glory to God, that did every abominable thing, glory to God. And we know how the Israelites were. They serve idol worshipers. They fornicate. My God, they committed adultery. Hallelujah, they steal. They did everything that was against the will of God. But because they were chosen by God, because He has chosen them. They were his chosen people. He loved them just like some of us today. Glory to God. The love of God is bestowed upon our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because of his love, hallelujah, Jesus, his mercy and his grace is extended towards us. Glory to God. And we are raised up sometimes out of a bed of affliction, sometimes from death door, sometimes out of a serious trouble, sometimes about to spend years in prison, glory to God, sometimes, hallelujah, Jesus, going out of your mind, sometimes to the place of suicide, my God, but glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus, he's saying in his word that I will not take you the short way, I will not take you the way that is comfortable, I will not allow you to go that way, glory to God, because I am building character in you, I am preparing you for the kingdom of God, I am preparing you to be an effective witness, hallelujah. So I've come today to tell you, in that fire be still, hallelujah, at the Red Sea be still, glory to God. When God opens a way in the wilderness for you, be still. When the doctors say you have cancer, listen, be still, because that is the time that you need to hear the voice of God. That is the time that you need to be vigilant, because when the doctor says that you have cancer, when the doctor says that there is no healing, glory to God, you need to hear the voice of God, which is the word of God, which declares to you in your spirit that by his stripes you are healed. My God, sometimes we move too much. Sometimes, glory to God, we lose focus. Hallelujah, we respond too quickly to things. But God is saying, be still so I can speak to you. And so he brought them to the Red Sea. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Israelites saw the Red Sea before them. Hallelujah. And the question now comes, if this sea is in the front of us, where do we go from here? Hallelujah, Mandosha. Where do we go from here? Glory be to God. And when they look back, my God, they saw Pharaoh and his army behind them. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a state of a dilemma? My God, when it seems you have nowhere to turn, you can't look before you. You cannot go backwards. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is the point where God wants to perform a miracle in your life. Right there. Right there at your Red Sea experience, he wants to perform a miracle. He wants to prove himself in your life. Glory to God. But what happens, hallelujah, in most of the lives, especially of the saints of God, glory to God, and I want to encourage you tonight to prove God in all things, to prove him in your trials, to prove him in your tests, glory to God, because it's at that point when you come to a point of no return, that he wants to prove himself. He said in his word in the book of Exodus, right there, when they were at the Red Sea, he said to them, glory to God, fear ye not. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Down in the verse he says, because the Egyptians you see today, you will see no more. Hallelujah, Jesus. These trials and these tests and these struggles that you may be going through today, glory to God. Ah, my God, someone, hallelujah, Jesus, may have received a bad report. Glory to God. Somebody may be in trouble right now. Glory to God. He said he's your very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah, Jesus. How long have we walked with God? How long have you been serving him? How long have you been committing your life to God? Will you give up glory to God? Will you not allow him to prove himself to you? Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants to be your healer tonight. He wants to be your deliverer. Glory to God. He wants to be your miracle worker, your mind regulator. He wants to be your life. I am that I am. Whatever you need him to be tonight, he is to you now. He said, now, today, you will see the salvation of the Lord if you stand still. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And so they came to the Red Sea. Glory to God. And as they looked back, hallelujah, they saw Pharaoh behind. My God, where can I turn? Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Lord God spoke to Moses. And that's why it's always good to be in the right place at the right time. It's always good to be connected, glory to God, to the voice of God. It's always good to have communion and relationship with God. Hallelujah, that you can hear when he speaks. Hallelujah. And one of the things the Lord began to reveal to me is why a lot of people are not experiencing the miraculous hand of God. The miracles that we should be seeing is because we panic too quickly. We panic. If God said he's going to do something for you at midnight and you see 11:59, what happens is you begin to try to work the thing out in your flesh. You begin to try to turn to man instead of staying there and being still on your knees. Be still in prayer. Be constant in prayer. Don't grow weary. One more minute to go. Be still and watch the hand of God move. If God said it, he will do it. He's not a man that he would lie. Neither the Son of Man that he would repent. Glory to God. Whatsoever he said, he will do it. Prove God by being still. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prove him. Glory be to God. Prove him. Ah, God, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. Glory to God. He's the same God that healed your body from cancer. He is the same God, glory to God, that provided when there was no food in the cupboard. Hallelujah, Jesus. The knock came on the door and the grocery bag was there. He's the same God of impossibilities. God loves a challenge. When a challenge comes in your life, when man say it is impossible, that is what God loves. He loves those kind of situations because it is those times and in those positions and circumstances that he gets the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. He gets all the glory because man cannot do these things except God be with him. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your time of being still, hear me. Hear me. I want somebody to receive this on tonight. Glory be to God. God, I want you to receive this and live. I want you to receive this and be delivered tonight. I want you to receive this, that yokes may be broken. Hallelujah, Jesus, and that your mind will be set free and renewed in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What does the word still means? It means to cease. Glory to God. To let go. To relax, to rest in God. Hallelujah. When we look at the three Hebrew boys in the fire, listen, they were not panicking. They were committed to the God that they serve, and they made a vow to God that they will not bow to the king. Glory to God. And so because they did not give in, hallelujah, hallelujah, they did not bow, they did not retreat, and they did not surrender to the king. Glory to God. They stood on the word of God. And when they were thrown in the fire, not one hair on their head was burnt. God will not allow you to be burnt. He will not allow you to go down if he has promised you something. But fear creeps in, glory to God. When we look at the circumstance that we are in, hallelujah, Jesus. When we look at where we are positioned by man, hallelujah, Jesus, and the things that man would do, we become man pleasers instead of God pleasers. But tonight he's saying to you, Be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the heathen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will be exalted through the glory being glorified in the miracles that he performed in your life. He will be exalted when the heathen will acknowledge the things that God do in your life. My God, the heathen is about to say, only God could have done that for you. The heathen is about to say, my God, only God could have brought you out of that. The heathen is about to declare, when they look at your life, hallelujah, Jesus, when they look, glory to God, even the king with Daniel who prayed 3 times because he knew his God and he was not about to give up, hallelujah, Jesus, and he was thrown in the lion's den. Come on, somebody. If somebody tell us, glory to God, that we're going to be thrown in the lion's den if we do not bow to the king, if we do not bow, glory God, to man, my God, we will begin to compromise, mighty God. We will begin to analyze the situation. We will begin to say, well, God understands. Come on, come on. My God, hear me on today. We've got to stop being hypocrites. We've got to stop compromising. If we've given our life to Christ, glory to God, if we say for Christ I live, for Christ I die, then we've got to be prepared to lay down this life. We've got to be prepared, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. We are in the end time, and this is the hour, glory to God, when the Christians are most hated. This is the hour, oh my God, hallelujah, when the sons of God must arise to lift up a standard of holiness. And holiness is a lifestyle. It is the way we live. Not just the way we dress, but it's the way we live, glory to God, a committed, sold-out life to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that men may look upon us and see our works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Hear me on tonight, glory to God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We can't do this on our own. We've got to put on the whole armor of God. Don't try to take the enemy on flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will beat you like he did the 7 sons of Sceva. You need the Holy Ghost. Higher. You need the Holy Ghost. My God, if you are on this line tonight and you are not saved and you are hearing, my God, I decree and declare over your life that you will bow, that the spirit of conviction will rest upon you even now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, sometimes when God is telling us to be still, it's because he wants to speak to us. It's because he wants to reveal something in our lives. It's because he's preparing us for something that is ahead. Maybe impending danger is just before us. Sometimes you just have to be still and hear so that God can bring revelation of what is going on around you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants to reveal some things to you. He wants, glory to God, hallelujah, to speak to you, glory to God, to get your attention, that you would focus on him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many times in our life, glory to God. And I go back to say, to reiterate that God allows us to go through some fiery trials to burn out some things that needs to come out in us, that we can be an effective witness, that we can bring glory to his name. Because too long now, my God, especially in this end time, we are seeing so much going on in the body of Christ. And we are seeing so much mess in some houses that are called churches. My God, that is not exemplifying holiness. That is not, glory to God, lifting up a standard of holiness. That is not lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God has to burn out some things. He has to purify. He has to bring us to that place, glory to God, where our hearts are pure and we are walking upright before him. Sanctified vessels. That's what he's doing in our lives, sanctifying us, hallelujah, Jesus, that others may look upon us and want to serve this God that we serve. He wants to perform the miracles of the lion's den like he did for Daniel, hallelujah, Jesus. And when the king threw Daniel, he had to throw him because the king had already said the word in the province. And so even when, my God, even when the servants reminded him, king, you gave this ordinance. You set this ordinance. that anyone that does not bow to the king will be punished. And so he had to go with it. Glory to God. And sometimes you may be placed in that situation. Oh, my God. But you got to know that God is always standing with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the king could not rest that night. He was restless. My God. Ah, Jesus. The Spirit of God was already resting, and Micaiah was already upon him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Daniel slept in that lion's den. And the next morning, glory to God, when they came to the lion's den and they opened it and saw that he was yet alive. Hear me on today, my God. Some of you, glory to God, there are many that thought you would have been dead. There are many that thought you would have thrown in the towel already. There are many that thought you would have bowed and given up your walk. There are many that thought you would have said no to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. But because you stood on the name of Jesus Christ, because you stood, glory to God, and you did not bow, they see the God in you. And they are now acknowledging this God that we serve. Fire. And that is what happened with the king. And he told the whole province, glory to God, because of the miracle and how God kept Daniel, they wanted to serve this God. This is the season that we're moving in now. Hallelujah, Jesus, where men are looking upon us and they are seeing this God. And that's why we must live holy. We must not compromise. We must not be hypocrites. We must have a good attitude. We must love in spite of, because men are watching us and they want to see and serve this God that we serve. Tonight I say to you, glory to God, be still. Be still in that temptation. Be still in that stressful situation. Be still, my God, whatever it is that you're dealing with. Be still in that mind battle. Be still in that trouble. Be still when the creditors come knocking at your door. Glory to God. Be still. Hallelujah. And know that he is God. God will bring you out of every dilemma. He will bring you out of every trial and every test. Tonight I encourage you to be still and know that he is God. On your job place, he's going to be exalted. In your homes, he's going to be exalted. In the doctor's office, he's going to be exalted. Because they will all see the glory of the Lord performed in your life. And they will begin to ask you, who is this God that you serve? Who is this God that you're so committed to? Who is this God that always brings you out? When you seem down to your lowest, he always brings you out and raise you up and restore you again. That is the God that we serve. The God in the valley and the God in the mountain. Hallelujah, Jesus. I encourage you tonight. Glory be to God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because we are in a time of desolation and abomination, this is the time, glory to God, that the remnant is coming forth. Hallelujah. This is the time, if it be possible, the very elect will be deceived. But those, glory to God, that are elect and called of God, and now making their calling and election sure, will stand and see the glory of the Lord. And witnesses will declare through your life, through the miracles performed in your life, that indeed God is real. God, dear God, God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, God bless you. If there is anyone on this line, as I turn it over to Minister Bradley, but if there is anyone, glory to God, my God, that is not saved, or anyone that needs prayer, and I've come to agree with you tonight in prayer. Whatever your need is, whatever your request is, maybe you need deliverance, maybe you need healing, maybe you need a way out. He says, I am that I am, Alpha Omega. You may be at the end of your rope. You may be saying, I've had enough. Glory to God. You may be saying, or about to throw in the towel, about to commit suicide. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord comes for you tonight to breathe life into your life, into your body. You shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Is there anyone that has a prayer request on tonight? God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Anyone tonight, God bless you, woman of God. Anyone tonight, just want to remind our listeners, if they would like, amen, Jesus, to receive the Lord in their lives, as you stated, just press *6. Press *6 and come over to the platform side. And as well, if you have any prayer requests, just press *6. Press *6. And your lines will be unmuted, and you can make your request known to the woman of God. Press *6. Anyone tonight, press *6. *6. And come over to the platform side for any special prayer requests on tonight. Amen, woman of God. There, we don't see anybody on the platform right now. We're going to turn it back over to you. Amen, Jesus. If you would like to have a corporate prayer until we see anybody come over, or however the Lord would lead on tonight, you have the platform.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Even as I was ministering the word of God, somebody that's hearing, hallelujah, Jesus, literally in brokenness, glory to God, literally have been crying out to God, hallelujah, Jesus, because they seem, glory to God, going through a mind battle, hallelujah, Jesus, and we're here to pray tonight, glory to God, against mind battles, against confusion, hallelujah, Jesus, confusion in a home, in the midst of families, glory to God. We come to summons Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God, to rest and abide in these homes, to tabernacle, in the midst of marriages, glory to God, in the midst of fathers and sons, hallelujah, and mothers and daughters, glory to God. And so we know that God is able. We know that he is a deliverer, and we are in perilous times. And the word of God declares that when we see these things taking place in the earth, we ought to look up because our redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I encourage tonight, glory to God, if there is anyone, hallelujah, can come on in. Glory to God. We want to pray. We want don't want to leave you out there. Glory to God. We want to come in agreement in prayer. Now, whatever it is that might have you bound, whatever it is that you need, maybe you have a doctor's visit pending, glory to God, or a doctor's report. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the word of God also declares that if any two agree as touching anything in his name, that he is in the midst to establish his word. And tonight he is here. Hallelujah. He is here to heal brokenness. He is here to heal, glory to God, pain and scars from your past. Even as I was ministering, the Spirit of the Lord had me literally touch me, glory to God, when I begin to minister on that path, the scars that keep, the enemy keep using scars of our past to try and destroy our future. But how many know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose? God has created you a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Glory to God. And tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, if you never believed it before, I want you to believe tonight that your past, my God, can no longer hold your future, because the Spirit of the Lord God is with you, and he will continue to cover you and keep you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, woman of God. If there is no one requesting prayer, yes, we can go into a corporate prayer as we move forward.
Yes, no one's on the platform. You can move forward, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. We thank you for moving by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for touching that one, God, that is sick, that one, Father, that is broken, that one that needs, Father, to hear your voice, to feel your touch. We thank you, Lord, for covering them right now from the crown of their heads to the very sole of their feet. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you for breaking the yokes. We bind the will of the enemy right now. We come against free opposing force, every dark force, every Spirit of God, that would seek, Lord, to devour your people, your children. Father, we bind the works of darkness. We come against the workers of iniquity in the name of Jesus. We cast down doubt and fear and unbelief in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, even those that are not saved, we pray that your anointing will touch, that you would move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them right now. We ask that you would cover Minister Bradley and the team of Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Cover them, Father. Keep them even in their work towards you, God. You will be glorified. Father God, continue to give them the strength, God, as your gospel is being declared throughout the world, and this is what you have commanded us to do. And so, Lord, we thank you for covering her, her family, her household, even the advisors, God, and everyone that is concerned and attached to this Prayer News Network. Father, we thank you right now for keeping them and keeping their minds stayed on you. We ask that you would bless the works of their hands in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And woman of God, we thank God for the word on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Truly, we have been blessed by the word on tonight and all that the Lord has said unto us. We just give God thanks and praise on tonight, encouraging us to be still and know. Amen, Jesus. Be still and know. Glory to God. The woman of God went into every situation. Glory to God, gave us so many examples. Glory to God, just encouraging us to just be still. Don't be so quick to move. Glory to God, but be still and watch God. Amen. No matter what the dilemma, no matter what the situation, amen, just be still and prove God. He's still God. Amen. And he's promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word of encouragement. Truly a right now word for a right now time, because there is so much that's going on in the earth, so much on every side, the north, the south, the east, the west, and government, amen, Jesus, and the homes, glory to God. I'm telling you, everywhere you look, it's just something, little fires everywhere to get us distracted. But I thank God on tonight for this word. Glory be to God. I thank him for the night, for tonight, for this word, letting us know that we must be still. God is still in control. He has not forgotten about us. He has not.
Amen.
He will not. Glory to God. Even
Amen.
As the word declares, says he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen, Jesus. And we just thank him on tonight. Amen. Again, a right now word for a right now time, people of God, because we are literally in the end times. We see prophecies being fulfilled, and I often say just because we don't know the prophecy does not mean that it's not being fulfilled. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
We got to know it. It's happening. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God on tonight for this word, people of God, to be still and let us hear God. Be still. Let us settle our minds, settle our hearts. I was talking today, I was talking with my son, and I was saying to him that, glory to God, so many times our minds, amen, seems like our minds are our worst enemies. Glory to God. And this is why our minds must be transformed. We got to teach our minds. My God, we got to teach our minds how to be still.
Amen.
Teach our minds how to reverence God. Teach and settle. I love this.
Amen.
Teach. We got to settle. Glory to God. And once we settle, we can hear God. We can see God.
Yes.
And we can know God. Yes.
Amen.
So we just thank God on tonight for this word. People of God, listen, I know you were taking notes, and so was I. Amen. But listen, you may have missed something. Amen. You may have missed some nuggets along the way. So we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. We'll give you two numbers here. We'll send a link directly to your phone. And the first one is, the first one is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Text that number and get a copy, get a link sent directly to your phone as well. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp. We'll send you a copy of the broadcast via WhatsApp, and the number for you to text is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. And don't forget, people of God, as well, you can go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network. We broadcast this very same broadcast there as the broadcast was going on. So you can go out there and click on it. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Click on the broadcast. Listen as often as you like. Download, share. Amen. Like and share. And send it to somebody. Amen. As well, you can go into our prayer group 52, re-up prayer group 52. It is housed there as well. So those of you that are in the prayer group, certainly go out and listen to the broadcast. Amen. Again, those who do not have Facebook, you can Google Prayer News Network, and there you will see our broadcast come up. Just click on the logo and listen. Click on it and listen. Amen. So, people of God, we're trying to get this word out at any cost. We're trying to get this word out because the very word that you send may save somebody's life. Amen. You don't know. Amen. As we stated, we're reaching into so many countries, and we thank God because there are those that are in other countries that are downloading these broadcasts. Amen. So somebody is being helped. Somebody is being helped by this word. So we want you to help us to continue to get the word out to somebody. Amen. Glory to God. It's all about saving of the souls. Amen. It's all about, yes, glory to God, restoring. It's all about deliverance. It's all about salvation. Glory be to God. And this is why, amen, God has given us this format and this platform. And we're just here trying to maximize and save the lost at any cost. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. And the woman of God also has a broadcast. Amen. Woman of God, when you're back on the platform, if you could just let us know. Amen. Let everyone know about your broadcast and the times that you're on, etc. Amen, Jesus, because we are helpers one of the other. We're trying to get this word out. Amen. Glory to God. Someone may be listening on their deathbed, literally on their deathbed.
Amen.
And this may be the last word they hear. Hey, woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, God, ha. Woo. Woo, Jesus. Woo, my God. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. And they hear this word. Glory to God. And this word leads them to Christ, to life. Ha. Oh, my God. Hey. Oh, glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Oh, my God. My God. My God.
My God.
Yes, 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 yes. Just one word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So people of God, amen, Jesus, don't be shy on sending. Don't be shy on sharing. Glory to God. As you know, we're not doing it for the money, amen, but we're doing it for the souls. Glory to God. These souls, glory to God, they must be reached. Glory to God. And that is, amen, Jesus, our burden. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We bless him again. Amen. For you, woman of God, we bless him for this word. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the man of God, even on last night, anytime that you all are able to come. We're just so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen. Jesus, Glory be to God. So, people of God, don't forget to get your copies, those various ways that you can reach out and get it. Amen. And for those of you that are sending, continue to send. Amen. It just blows my mind because we get people that are listening to broadcasts all the way from 2000, woman of God. Amen. Because we get reports where people are opening these broadcasts, and I'd be like, Oh my goodness, 2021, 2020, people are still listening. So you're sending. We just want to encourage you and let you know that your sending is not in vain. It's not in vain. Amen. Glory be to God. So God bless you on tonight, woman of God. Amen. We just want to say a word of prayer over your life on tonight. We thank God for you again. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We have these text messages that are coming on in. Amen. Even as last night. Glory to God. Amen. So tonight, again, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight, Father. We're thanking you. We're thanking you for your word unto your people. We're thanking you for your life-giving word. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for this word that is the lifeline for some soul on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you now for your servant. We're asking that you would breathe upon her afresh even now in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight, oh God, for someone tonight that will take hold, someone tonight that was going through the storms of life. Glory to God, that they will now be still and hear your voice. They will be still and be redirected by your voice on tonight, by your spirit tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you tonight for still in the storm. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for the faith of your people being stirred on tonight, stirred to be still. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you. Oh, God, we bless you. Hiya. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your woman servant. We thank you tonight, oh, God. We're asking that you will bless her now. We're asking that you will bless, glory to God, bless the ministry that you place within her. Bless on tonight. Tonight, we're thanking you, oh God, for longevity. We're thanking you tonight. We glorify you tonight, God, for stamina to keep moving forth in your word in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your quickening. For your quickening, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you will look upon the altar of her heart on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will move for her. Move for her, God. Move for her family. Move for everything, oh God, that concerns her. In the name of Jesus, everything that concerns her, oh God, we give you thanks. We're thanking you for breathing upon it now. In the precious name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for auto step on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for open doors on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we said be glorified. Father, be glorified. Eh? Oh, God, be glorified on tonight. Oh, God, with your servant on tonight, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for your manifestation, for your power, Father, in her life, in the life of her ministry, in the life of her family. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for being a shield. We're thanking you for being a shield, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you now for all that you've done, for all that you shall do. We thank you. We bless your precious name. Father, we're asking, oh, God, that you, oh, glory to God, we're asking tonight, Father, that you will cause your face to shine upon your servant. Father, let there be peace, oh, God, in all things. And for this, we give you praise. For this, we give you glory. We give you honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Hide her behind your cross. Cover her in your shed blood. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We forbid backlash of the enemy in any way. In any form on tonight, we forbid tonight. We thank you for being a shield, Jehovah Nisi. Thank you for covering now. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor this night in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, God, thank you for the refreshing on tonight. Hiya, hiya, hiya. God, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah for all that he's done. Hallelujah. Truly, we can say he's done a great thing. Hallelujah on tonight. He's done a great thing, and we give him thanks. We give him praise. We thank God for the manifestation for all that he's done, people of God. Hallelujah. We can be still and say it is done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we give him thanks. And we give him praise again on tonight, woman of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for the man of God on last night. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, amen, that the man of God would come. Glory be to God. And just share his testimony. He was saying some things even on last night about, amen, Jesus, how he died. Amen, Jesus. And we pray that at some point he'll just come and share that powerful testimony. I was like, wow, my God. What a testimony. Glory to God. Just to share his testimony with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, and as well let him know, glory be to God, that we, the young lady that came that was talking about her grandson, we're going to try to connect, we'll try to get them connected so that, Jesus, so that the Lord could do the work, that he wants to do in that young man's life. So we'll be getting with you. Amen, Jesus, with the young lady, glory to God, so that we can get that information to you. Amen. Awesome. Glory to God. Glory woman of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. And if you would, again, just let everybody know about your broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And even about the ministry that you have going on there. Amen. I say it's a massive ministry, amen, where you all are doing a lot of feeding the hungry and stuff like that. And and I always like to, when we even have international speakers on, just to kind of let us know what's going on in your areas and everything with your ministry and just the people there, just to enlighten us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So you have the platform. God bless you. We love you. And we're going to turn the platform back over to you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, Miss Brady. Thank God for the opportunity. Amen. And as I said, it's always a blessing to encourage someone, to push somebody to continue in the stead, pressing on to God. But the ministry that God uses me to do is Breaking Barriers Midday Encounter, and it's on every Wednesday at 12 noon on Facebook Live. And that is a ministry, glory to God, that God uses to really break barriers in the lives of people, especially young women, because I have that testimony and passion for young women because of where God delivered me from. Glory to God. And so my heart goes out mainly to young women. And so even there's a prayer line, glory to God, that I also have where people can call in for prayer. And the ministry that we attend with Pastor Maud that spoke on last night is Vision of God Outreach Ministry. And it is a ministry that reaches out to feed the hungry. And every year, once a year, we do grocery giveaway as the Lord leads. We do the back to school. And every Sunday, we do a feeding. And so that is the area, especially during the pandemic, it was very effective, because we know that that was when the need was most necessary. And God is doing an awesome work. He's doing an awesome work in the midst of everything. We are steadfast in lifting him up and exalting him among the heathen. Glory to God, and let men know, glory to God, that we are in the end time and the hour is late. And so that is our mandate, just going, carrying the gospel and letting men know. We also travel to carry this gospel during the pandemic. We've been to the islands when we were not able to travel internationally, but God has opened the gateway now, and so we're moving as he leads. But God is faithful, and we give him all the glory, because our desire and our passion is for souls. Both myself, Pastor Lamont, and the ministers at Vision of God, because of where God has delivered us from, we have a passion for souls, especially those that have been cast down, ostracized, and, you know, men turn their mouth at them and feel like there's no hope for them or they cannot be saved. No. We testify that we were at a low state, and so we know that God is able to bring anyone up. And so that is our mandate, that is our testimony. So, yes, one of God. And here in the Bahamas is always a blessing. Like they say, it's better in the Bahamas than it's been. And so we have, lately we have a lot of tourists coming in. As we said, the gates are opening, the portals are opening back up. And so even with that being said, we have to pray even more. Glory to God, you know, because of everything that's coming to our shores. But God is in the midst of it all, and he is being glorified. And we are grateful to him, you know, for bringing the economy back and for doing exactly what he pleased to do. But I am grateful again to be on PNN. As the Lord leads, we will continue to come in and share and pray for you guys as you pray for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Love you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to just give us the benediction tonight, woman of God, God bless you again. Amen, Jesus. That this does conclude our broadcast for tonight, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Amen. Woman of God, final benediction by you. God bless you. We love you again. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done on tonight. God, even for those that were here at a later date. Father, as far as this record broadcast would go, we pray, God, that your anointing will flow with it, and God, that it would touch the heart of man. It will touch, God, the affliction of man. It will touch their brokenness. It will bring healing and deliverance. We thank you for covering the hearer and covering, oh God, even our families. We thank you, Lord God, because we know without a doubt that you have answered, and we will be still and continue to hear your voice in Jesus' mighty name. We come against backlash and retaliation. Now, Lord, cover us, hide us behind the cross. We give your name the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you again. And we look to see you all on tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.